And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned him with stones. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes, and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. Now, behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them into trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to affright them, and to trouble them, that they might take the city. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. Now therefore our God the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keepest covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee, that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. Man that is born of a woman is a few days, and full of trouble. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only, I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. For thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemy. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. My lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. And hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And they shall look unto the earth, and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. And behold, at eventide, trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. For it is a day of trouble, and of treading down, and of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls, and of crying to the mountains. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee? They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. The burden of the beasts of the south. Into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. To a stock, Thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble they will say, Arise, and save us. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. Then shall the cities of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the gods unto whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Hast thou utterly rejected Judah? Hath thy soul loathed Zion? Why hast thou smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it, and will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. They have heard that I sighed, there is none to comfort me. All mine enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that thou hast done it. Thou wilt bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters. Neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live for ever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Wherefore my sentence is, that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, and to the magistrate, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh,
but I spare you,
who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled,